Here you are. There you are. See what that says? The stem cell challenge. I'm glad you're here with me. There was an element of time that passed within the direction when my body reformulation, shall I teach for a minute, actually left this continuum of time. It's time for you to look at the limitation of the continuum of time in which you find yourself in what obviously would be a form of entrapment in the energy cellular idea of the utilization of your body form to demonstrate that entrapment where ideas about yourself seem to limit you at what appears to be, say to me, speed of light.
Speed of light.
Look with me. You appear in your body form in the light factoring of yourself to be limited to a demonstration of the projection of your own mind in what you see about yourself as it comes back into the focus of the idea that the energy factor in which you participate, if you extend them in the power of decision, using a little Einstein here, the power of that decision in the curvation of gravity are always going to lead you back to where? Say to me, here and now.
Here.
My body. So no matter how many times I appear to reflect light, I am not using the entirety of the power, say to me, idea.
Idea.
Of an idea that you have told me within your body form about how you would like not to be entrapped in the body, but can journey out into the stars of the universe and feel the freedom of yourself that wherever you go, you will be meeting yourself. Listen with me carefully now. This does not restrict the idea that you're a body formulation, but it does deny the possibility that at any single moment you don't know entirely who you are within your body form. Obviously, if you're representing yourself in a body, you don't know who you are or why you got here or what you are. That's impossible. You know perfectly well who you are. The intentional restriction that you impose on yourself in the idea of the conversion of dark or light form simply justify in you the idea that you do not possess within the idea of your mind the entirety of the utilization of all of the power in the universe to regenerate the cell's idea that I am going to show you within the reappearance of the physicalness of Jesus, your capacity to do it. So remember, we talked about how your re-cell generation is going on. We're going to complete that now so you can get a picture of how those who are studying their relationship of how is it possible for this apparent body identity to regenerate himself. He has told us that when the factor we feel about ourselves in reflections of light, we are actually not who we are pretending to be, with the certainty that, as a matter of fact, we have no idea who we are or how we got here. But we're going to employ the power of a new idea that must be contained within my idea about how I'm feeling about myself. You listen to me? This is from Jesus. If I feel this way about myself, and my expressed love for you at this moment, it is impossible that the reflection that I am getting back from how I feel about you is not a healing factor in which we repair each other's body identities in a healing factor in the utilization of what we call mature body cells. This whole cellular re-identity spreads throughout the continuum very rapidly. Very simple, because all it really requires is recognition that you're responsible for your own thoughts. And while many of you want to continue to seek revenge, get even, blame the guy out there, study your quantum associations with your identity, you want to hear this? They're obviously totally meaningless. Now, are they totally meaningless? You know it. That's why you don't know who you are. That's why you get old and decrepit and die. Listen. Look with me now. Remember that every single cell in your body, every one, is a complete enfoldment of the universal reality of the entire cosmos. That's all of the universe that's out there. The continuity of body time is not sequential in the objective identity of itself. You listen. It need not suffer the conflict of sequential memories of body formulation that requires a continuing direction of separation from other bodies in order to retain its linearity of duplicity at the speed of light, unless you demand that it do so. Every organ in your body, produced and stereotyped in the exclusive, specialized redundancy of your genetic self-replication, longs for the freedom of your ultimate experience in the true identity of who you are. Let's look together. See now how simply you can evolve a continuing resurrecting body of association within your own mind by staying in the constant moment of your reunion with the eternally creating mind of God. It is occurring each moment spontaneously. It is the only way to heal and be healed. Listen, how lovingly the contractual memories of your self-conceived physical body-mind identity and the chaotic projected illusions of forms that surround it will respond instantly in the miraculous feeling of love and healing process that is the extension of your newly illuminated mind. That occurred just at that moment. Let me say first, and I'm going to teach for just a moment, is what you term a teacher of the Course in Miracles. Obviously, I am training you in a new direction in the manner in which you are identifying yourself. There's a lot more new about you that you have been willing to recognize with in the concept of yourself. Why is that true? If you utilize a limited idea of what you think you are, okay, this is now your entrapment at the speed of light. Even at a distance, and we represent it as 186,000 miles a single second, if we look out in the universe and see that it's approximately 14,000 million years old, it can become almost immediately evident to us that at what is divined and decided as a beginning and the end of time in the idea of light will have absolutely no meaning to you within the reconfiguration of your body cells, as I am attempting to show you in this demonstration. Are you luck with me? The miracle in the procedure of how you want to look at yourself will always be demonstration of the power of association of light and the reduction in the molecular association of what we call darkness or limitations that you impose on yourself not to have a miraculous experience of how you really are. And to keep it very simple, perhaps, and outside of the so-called science evidence that you're trying to convert your cellular idea of yourself, here's about 6 minutes of a new power of light that can be evident to you through simple acts that when you get back a return of your function as a human being to hold yourself and justify, say to me, self-annihilation. Say
self-annihilation.
It. Of your need to die. The mean to retain this old 90, 50, 60 idea of death in the very simple acknowledgement that in fact, death itself is occurring each moment. Yet you continue to practice defense of yourself from the inevitability of the ideas of formulation of the body identity that you have placed on yourself for fear of a penetration of a designation of dark form that doesn't allow you to see the miracle of the light that's going on in you and went on in you just then. Are you the light of the world? Of this little world association? Are you beginning to recognize that you've come into a frame of light? Does it suddenly occur to you that there's someone out there who is also beginning to examine himself in a different space-time association? If each moment that your space-time association is changing anyway. Remember we just read together? You're regenerating your cells. They have absolutely no regard to your concept. But the idea of your concept is important if they can but replicate what you think you are and attempt to subtract yourself, I'll teach for a moment, from the occupancy of space, of dark energy, that you use to restrict yourself in the DNA of your idea of yourself and formulate dark form. That seems to surround you. That seems to surround you with the light that I'm feeling now. Especially for you. Especially for you. And what's occurred in this last episode, in the idea that love being a many-splendored thing, it's become easier within your mind not to search for a justification why you would be limited to this formulation. Shall we share why? You're not limited to this formulation. Since you think you are, the reflection of ideas you're getting back about yourself can only be ones that you previously reflected from your own idea about yourself that limit you to this aging process of your body. Since the totality of your body's cellular idea contained within the own universe is obviously meaningless, the condition from which you appear to suffer is totally meaningless. And the light that's about to come into your mind in the miracle re-identity of yourself will give you the conversion of your body, listen, without your need to acknowledge it at all. It's a spontaneous, ongoing practice of the conversion of the conceptual mind, of your own identity, of yourself, which has both, at this moment, all that there is in space-time, and simultaneously, all that there is in any single mind, in all the universe. Let's look at miracles together, okay? It's designated as just a little interlude where you can enjoy what actually has been occurring within this body formulation. Listen. It's important to remember that the miracles and vision going on in you go together. Why? This needs repeating and repeating over and over of the power of the vision of your own mind, because it's the central idea in a new thought system and the perception that it will produce within your own mind. What? The miracle of light around you is always there. Look, its presence is not caused by your vision. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see it. It is only your awareness of miracles that is affected. Are you going to see this? You will see them in light. You will not see them in darkness. See how simple that was? Were you all right with that? I had brightness and I had a little darkness, because I wanted you to see that in the power of the demonstration of the healing factor of my body, at any single moment within the matrix of energy, the reflections of light that you're seeing out there are only visionary ideas about what you feel about yourself. Listen. To you then, in the regeneration of the cells of your body, light is crucial. While you remain in darkness, the miracle remains unseen. Look with me, thus you are convinced in your own reflection of dark energy that it's not there. This follows from the premise from which the darkness comes. Why? Denial of light leads to failure to perceive it. Failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. Look with me. The light is useless to you then, even though it's there. You cannot use it because its presence is unknown to you. And the seeming reality of the darkness makes the idea of light meaningless. Look with me. To be told that what you do not see is there sounds perhaps crazy to you. It's very difficult to become convinced within your own cellular identity of body conversion that it is insanity not to see what is there being a reflection of yourself and to see what is not there instead. Why? You don't doubt the body's eyes can see. You don't doubt that the images that they show you are your reality. Why? Your faith and definition of yourself lies in darkness, not in light. Look with me. How can this be reversed? For you, it is impossible. Listen, your efforts in the idea that you want to see a different factor within your own body form will have very strong support in the fundamental idea of the perfection of you in your association with God. Did you but realize how great this strength is? Your doubt about your little body will vanish. And today, we're going to devote ourselves to feel the strength that is in us in the conversion of the cellular relationship of our body form. When you have felt the strength in you, which makes all miracles within your easy reach, you won't doubt for a minute that the conversion of your body is going on. The miracles you sense of the weakness that you're hiding will leap into the awareness as you feel the strength within yourself in a redefinition of your body form. Thank you. How are you feeling about your strength? Amy, I've been feeling pretty weak. Have you been pretty much contained within your body formulation? Here's what happens to you. You attempt to express yourself emotionally in validation for the continuing occupancy of the dark form of your body identity within the containment of yourself. In space-time, say it actually has no meaning whatsoever. Come on now, it's time. Perhaps it's time to look at the structural idea of particle wave association by which you appear to retain, say to me, a location in space.
A location in space.
Of course. The inevitability, if there's a whole universe out there, that you have been restricted within a parameter of the light identity that you have given yourself, are precisely and exactly why you are here. Because you have accepted from me the fundamental, and we're always going to use the word just once within the science, say to me, Anthropic. Yes, we must accept in the fundamental relation of science evidence, you want to hear it, in a 14,000 million year old universe as measured by you, the containment of your body identity in the cellular memory of the consciousness of you as a human being is only about 700,000 years old. Can you hear that? Now, in that sense, I've taken away from you all of the necessity of what appears to be the expansion of the universe at the speed of light. Because the expansion of the universe, this is anthropic now, in the individual idea that you and I have about sharing all of the power of the universe, even all of the ideas about our cellular body, say to me, are only ideas. And since the ideas about you in the light factor that I'm getting from ideas about myself, now say to me, fear.
Fear
in the conflict that is evident in me, because what appears to be the loss of myself in a mass density of energy, even though we have just shared together that the light of the universe is surrounding us. A miracle seen in light? Is a miracle a moment of your disappearance within the cellular association of your identity of body? Certainly. Are you practicing the idea that miracles are always available to you, that in decisions you can make about yourself, in ideas you have about yourself, in the miracle? Listen. The ideas about today and the light and strength have to be very evident to you. You do not think of light in terms of strength and darkness in terms of weakness. This is because your idea of what seeing means is tied up in a little body, in its eyes and its brain. Therefore, you believe that you can change what you see by reassociating yourself with ideas about your body form. This is among the many magical beliefs from the conviction you are a body and that the body's eyes can see. Now, you also believe that the body's brain can think in association as separate from the body that you are. If you but understood the nature of thought, this power within the idea of the conversion of your mind within this body form, you would laugh at this idea. Look, it is God's strength that is the light in which you see, and it's His mind with which you think. His strength denies your weakness. It is your weakness that sees through the body's eyes, peering about in darkness, looking at the likeness of yourself. Small, the weak, the sickly, the dying, those in need, the helpless, and the frightened, and the joyless are how you feel about your own body identities coming from minds that cannot actually see anything in utilizing dark form of what you think you are. Are you with me? I'm looking for a signal about the idea of the revision of yourself that just occurred in that last cycle of time in which, shall I share this with you? Can you hear me? Virtually, all of you in self-discovery of the regeneration of yourselves, which have now become reasonable within your own mind, have simply reconfigurated, reconstituted your idea about yourself. Now, say to me, resurrected.
Resurrected.
Well, of course, Jesus is present with us, even though we haven't been able to see them. But the moment we begin to recognize ourselves, we also recognize our own new body that He is representing to us. I'll be back in just a moment. I'm going to teach 27 minutes about cellular regeneration in the resurrection of the body, because He's going with us and is here right now. Lord God, bless us, each and every one. Thank you for your perseverance, because that direction of the power of mind to decide your outcome is why you have been regenerating yourselves. Stand by. Here we are. Here, stem cell reproduction. These are the picture of a stem cell that's within you. Look with me. I'm going to demonstrate your capacity in a reasonable fashion to resurrect within your idea of body form so that you can see the presence of a brand new continuum of time that's going on right here and now, and that you have seen it, and we are no longer in this cycle. I am the resurrection and the life. Follow me. Let the dead body association that you had be gone. What are you worried about? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Look at me. I want you to see my hands and my feet. It is myself. This is Jesus. Handle me. See, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me, yet I have flesh and bones. You listen with me. I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead in his own identity, yet shall he be alive. My word, which is the resurrection and the life, shall not pass away, because life is eternal. You are the work of God, and his work is wholly lovable and wholly loving. This is how a man must think of himself in his heart, because this is how he is. Let's look together now. Your resurrection is your reawakening. I am the model for rebirth, but rebirth itself is merely the dawning on your own mind of body identity of what it really is. Why? God placed it there himself, and so it is true forever. I believed in it, and therefore I accepted it as true for me. I am your resurrection and your life. You live in me because you live in God. And everyone lives in you as you live in everyone. Can you then perceive pain and death or torture or unworthiness in a brother and not perceive it as a reflection of your own body identity? And can you perceive it in yourself and not believe that you perceive it in God? You listen with me. Believe in the resurrection of your body form because it has been accomplished. And it has been accomplished in you. Look. This is as true now as it will ever be, for the resurrection is the will of God, which knows no time and no exception. Here we go together. A little while, and you will see me, for I am not hidden because you are hiding. Look with me in your body conversion. I will awaken you as surely as I awaken myself, for I awoke for you. In my resurrection is your release. Look with me. Our mission is to escape from crucifixion, not from the redemption of the necessity to identify ourselves as separate, but to convert the nature of the reflection of our body identity. Look, trust in my help, for I did not walk alone, and I will walk with you as our Father walked with me. Look with me. Let the dead and gone be peacefully forgotten. Resurrection has come to take its place. And now you are a part of resurrection, not of the death idea of yourself. Now you are a part of the resurrection of your body form. In the physical evidence of the conversion of the energy of light that is now surrounding you through a single reappearance of your body form. It's going to make you very happy in just a moment because it deals directly with a whole New Testament of the inevitability of your individual resurrection of body form. And that in the regeneration of the reasonableness that your mind has been trapped in the dark energy of a misplacement of your body form and has now been corrected in a single incident of conversion from what was the dark form, have shown you this enlightened body. Listen. So let the dead bury the dead. Because resurrection has come to take its place and is standing with you. Be you then witnesses to the miracle and not the laws of separation. There's absolutely no need to suffer anymore. But there is need that you may be healed because the suffering and the sorrow of the world has made it unable to hear its own salvation and its own deliverance. Look with me. The resurrection of this world awaits your healing and your happiness, that you may demonstrate the healing of this world. I can heal you because I know you, and you can heal me because you know that I know you. I know your value for you, and it is this value that makes you whole. Look with me. Can the salvation of the conversion of your body form be a trivial purpose in your mind? And can the world be saved if you are not? Listen with me. God has one Son, one power of mind, and He is the resurrection and the life. His will is done because all power is given Him in heaven and on earth. Let's share it together in your body form. Through your transfiguration is the world redeemed and joyfully released from the guilt of pain and death that you thought was you. Now, do we lift our resurrected minds in gladness and in gratitude to Him who has restored our sanity to us. I'm back with you. I'm going to stay with you just for a moment of associations of ideas of light. Now, the moment that I wanted to stay with you, there may have been a moment of a challenge in your determination to continue to be the reflection of light that you thought was you. Look with me. Say, let's practice coming out of space-time. Say to me, transition.
Transition.
Of course. You are always in a continuing moment of transition from the enclosure of your body form in the idea of separation with a simple realization that you know perfectly well in all minds of the singularity of the power of our source. Just as obviously you've been afraid of it. And just as obviously you have been guilty of the meaningless idea that by constructing a body form of the enclosure of your identity, you could believe that is wholly and holy who you are. And it's simply not true. The expression of the reproduction of continuing alterations of yourself in resurrecting mode of appearances of light in factors of conversion through the idea of a progress that you are making in the re-identity of your body form are why we are here together. My entire teaching in the scripture of the reappearance of Jesus is nothing at all but that He is with you at any moment that you do not individually feel the entirety of the crucifixion of your idea of that light form. The idea, I'm laughing a little bit, the idea that somehow you're looking for salvation and that He's not around here, has finally become so ridiculous in your mind through the simple recognition of the joy that you are feeling in the actual conversion of your body form in regard to the matrix of dark energy that has held you in the nothingness of your inability to identify yourself. Thank you. There's a flash of light. Did you see that flash of light? Here, share this with me. If you expect me to regenerate my cellular association, somewhere you're going to have to see that my generation of the idea of my cells is only in regard to the increase of the frequency of light that can be evident to me that is going on each instant in my idea of the possibility of separation, and is actually at that moment converting the formulation of my body. There's a whole segment of the time idea of transition that has come back from outside of this frame, and the miracle is a many splendid thing of the love that I'm going to feel for you regardless of all your determination to reflect back to yourself how I must feel about you as anyone, incidentally including Jesus, very simply because the responsibility for the site of conversion is contained only within your own mind. Within your own mind. I'm very bright. We're recognizing each other in another association of time, that within that cycle of time, we saw each other and then lost each other. Can you see this with me? Very important. We're obviously on a journey of leaving here. We have moments when we have a revision of ourselves. Where did he go? Look, we feel as though we have lost something in our journey out into the universe. We haven't lost anything. How can the power of the universe be expressed as an idea of loss except in a ratio of the sequencing of time that is always going to be over, no matter how you re-identify yourself? The problem you have in the resurrection of the body is very simply the immediacy of it in where you find yourself in this reflection of light. Listen. My resurrection of body comes again and again each time I lead a brother safely to the place at which the journey ends and is forgotten. I, myself, along with you, am renewed each time a brother's mind turns to the light in him and looks for me. Listen with me, I haven't forgotten you. A lot of you feel in despondency that you spotted me and then somehow I disappeared. I haven't gone. There's a little correction going on in the journey that you have undertaken in order to shorten your idea about yourself, all right? You are my voice. You are my eyes. Look with me. You are my feet. You are my hands through which I intend to save the world. Why? The self from which I call to you is but your own, and to him we go together. Take your brother's hand, for this is not a way we walk alone. In him, I walk with you, and you with me. Our Father wills his Son be one with him. What lives, but must not then be one with us. And I wanted you to see the entirety of that idea within our minds together. It's the very simple procedure that the power of decision in your mind in a correspondence within this continuum of time where you find yourself has always been in a natural transition as viewed from what seems to you to be a place and a space in time that is actually only an idea of what you brought with you when you came into this continuum. Will you look with me about this just for a moment? Right. You said to me, well, you apparently are a minister for the resurrection of Jesus. The answer to that is yes. Many of us are. Look, the new direction that we are taking in the ministering, the pastoring of the idea of the necessity for the increase in the frequency of light, in the return and the immediacy of the availability of the light that is the power of our own mind, are what have led us to this decision in my recognition of you. By using the power of my mind, not to see you as a body, not to see you as that 56-year-old skeleton, not to see you as a separate aggregation of DNA correspondence that at any single moment cannot first realize the necessity for the continuing observation of determination of the non-conflict in DNA that they're obviously expressing. You see that? What a joyous opportunity to teach association of wellness, not so much in regard to sickness, but in overproduction. Say to me, wellness.
Wellness.
Thank you. See, you have a tendency in your DNA to over-reproduce yourself until naturally. Since you are not using the source of your reality, you use yourself up. There's a lovely scientific approach that I make application of you in the 2% of you that is not the 88, 98% of your body identity that teaches you within my own whole mind. You're gonna listen to me. A method, this is a very ordinary procedure of the idea of prayer. It's a meditation of a technique that has no regard to DNA. Practice with me. say to me, I'm going to turn off my DNA.
I'm going to turn off my DNA.
That's the whole idea of the cellular idea, that when you do that, the replication is spontaneous in the conversion of the manner in which I am attempting to demonstrate to you the power of decision. That is an idea that I have in my mind, that I have become so conflictual in the multiplication of my identity, that in the condition in which I find myself, you know, listen, I actually don't exist at all. I'm going to practice with you. If there's an idea of conflict represented, and this is what DNA is, it's a moment continuing replication in space-time that has in it, this is Homo sapien now, no allowance for anything that will not be contained within my body formulation. But the fundamental idea that I am a body formulation in the invention of space-time, that is, the invention of being born, living, and dying, cannot not include something other than the DNA by which I've entrapped myself in a limited cellular association without the use, and now I'm going to increase the frequency of the metamorphosis of your species. I'm coming back from outside of time to demonstrate to you, as what you think of as a human being, a natural process of the increase in the frequency of light to the power where you will no longer be restricted by your DNA. But notice how totally inclusive it is when you now begin to examine, here I am again, this 80-year-old guy, that my cells appear to have regenerated themselves. Shall I tell you why? I have used a power that's inherent in you, in what appears to be your identity, to generate energy of the miracle of the conversion with a total disregard to the conflict that you've been feeling within your own light formulation. You're healed and you're whole. But most of all, you're happy. Are you glad to heal and feel within your own mind that you're not actually in this space? Come on, I have 6 minutes. I have this idea of the reappearance of Jesus, okay, in his mind, when he returns now in his original encounter with the idea of separation. He immediately said, whatever else you think you are in this correspondence of DNA, this is not where you're from. Wherever else you're going to be from, it's not here, because the energy of the light has penetrated sufficiently to raise the frequency of life. Listen, just for you. Now, here we go in the joy that light and peace abide in you, because you think your body is a home of evil and darkness and sin. Look at me, humans. You think if anyone could see the truth about you, he'd be repelled and recoiling from you as from a poisonous snake. You think if what is true about you were revealed to you, you'd be struck with horror so intense that you would rush to death by your own hands, living on after seeing this being impossible. Look with me. These are beliefs about your body form, so firmly fixed, it's difficult to help you see that they are based on nothing. Obviously, you've made a mistake, that you've sought salvation in strange and foolish ways that have been deceived and deceiving because of your fear of the foolish fantasies and savage dreams, and have bound onto idols made out of dust. All of this is true, but it's not true now in this new cellular identity. Today, you have questioned them from this new cellular point of view in a very different reference point about the meaninglessness of this place. Now, these thoughts are not according to the power of your mind. These strange, weird beliefs about the reflection of light, you don't share them. You're going to try to be happy with me? Listen, why aren't you overjoyed to be assured in the formulation of yourself that all the evil that you think you did was never done, that all of your sins are nothing, that you are as pure and holy as you were created, and that the light and joy and peace all abide in you, and that the image of your body form cannot withstand the will of God, and you intend to die to prove that you're right, but the death is just an idea about yourself. Here you go. The self you made was not the Son of God. Therefore, this self does not exist at all. And anything it seems to do and thinks means absolutely nothing. Cher, you're neither good nor bad, nor up nor down, or real or unreal. There is no battle going on with the Son of God. It does not hurt him nor attack his peace. It has not changed creation nor reduced eternal sinlessness to sin and love to hate. What power can the self you make possess when it would contradict the will of God? Here we are. Don't look for a solution outside of your body. This is Jesus back with you. I want you to be a body. I want you to feel me. I want you to touch me in the reassociation of the power that I am utilizing within my own body form. Whatever you appear to be in the reflection of your body form, try not to be concerned about it. All you could possibly be doing is comparing yourself with what appears to be the world out there, when very obviously there isn't any world out there. The factoring of your own mind have endowed you power to make a single decision, just one. And I'm offering it to you with my certainty that you offered it to me. Thank you for forgiveness of the idea of the conflict that we felt with each other in our body form. Thank you for the simple realization that as I convert my mind, the minds that are all around me are converted along with me and are healed and regenerated in stem cells, about ideas that we found within our body association. It's about to be a very joyous occasion because the proof of your individual capacity to regenerate your body is obvious within all the ideas that you have about yourself in escaping out into the universe. I'm going to see you in a moment, aren't I? There'll be a new publishing now that's going to go out to say that the power of your mind to behold and heal have always been evident to you, but you've been just a little fearful about using the power of the universe to demonstrate it, even though very obviously that power has been available to you in the idea about who you are. Here we are in that reflection. Here we are in that dark form. Again, I'm obviously getting no signal in regard to what I wanted to see in my identity. Except I just got a signal that my time was already up and that I have obviously left this frequency. That's okay. There's a little respite in the idea of your reappearance. And the excitement in the new continuum that's going on out there are the joys that I'm feeling for you, in the realization that you have decided to come back with me just for a moment. And when you recognize that association, you simultaneously recognize this association. And we share together, escaping out into the universe in a simple demonstration in how well contained within our own memories about ourselves is the memory of the love that we are sharing here and now. God goes with us wherever we go. along with a perfect replication, thanks to you, that I am seeing. And how